Tales from the Cryosphere.
People of a certain age remember those commercials. They remember that doll. They remember the My Buddy doll. He was about, 18 inches or so, maybe a little bit more. He was almost 3 feet tall, and he was your buddy. Went everywhere with you. Had a fucking head like solid rubber that hurt your sister like a motherfucker. Grab him by the legs and swing him, right? Hey, it was great. But he was a stuffed animal, but it was a human boy. It was your buddy. What if that motherfucker came alive when you were sleeping and tried to kill you? Said some shit like, "Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?" Welcome to the Cryosphere, folks, because tonight we are talking about a horrible movie from my childhood that you guys are bringing up again. Oh,
Child's Play, 1988. Just wait until we get the fucking Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, fuck, then I can't even lie about watching it. It's just going to have to be there happening. I am Sean. I tend to play Bond. I'm here with my brother Scott.
Yeah, that's me.
And my man Jake the Snake.
Hey, hey, Chucky. Want to play?
And, you know, if any impressions we ever do, Mr. Bradley Dourif's got to be up there. I mean, he's one of the great voice actors and character actors and just dope actors. Look at me! Kind of guys, man. Billy Bibbit. So, we're looking at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. We're 000 on our, particular platforms. Are you guys both on disc?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, go. And when I say go, that's when you hit the play button. 1988, Child's Play. 3, 2, 1, go.
I think this is the first time that we've all been on disc.
I'm not on disc?
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
There it goes.
You just killing me.
Damn it. I tried to create an illusion. It didn't work.
Ain't no illusion. This is going to get fucked up sooner or later. Oh, God. I'm watching this the whole way through right now. Somebody tell me why I'm doing this. I used to... Okay, I'll be real. I will be honest. I don't know if it was after this movie came out. It might have been before this movie. But when I had my fucking my buddy doll, that fucker was put in the chair in a place of honor when I went to bed at night. I was like, yo, you good? Okay, I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to be over here. Don't look. Face the wall. Don't look at me. If I wake up and I see your head looking at me, it's over. We're done.
Well, Sean talked over it, but hey, Spider-Man directed this movie? Wow.
That's Tom Holland film.
And something I learned about this movie, when we get first introduced to these characters, looks like the detective throwing some stuff off of him. Apparently, I found out, like, an extended part, like, he actually was dressing as a prostitute to trick Charles Lee Ray here.
Well, there you go. A little extended scene. Addie, you son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. Pew. So when does this stupid remake come out again?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, actually, 1 week.
I mean, just to see Aubrey Plaza. I love her so much. Let's see her in everything. She's brilliant. She's funny. She's gorgeous. She is fucking mean.
But she's in a movie that's going to bomb real hard.
What?
I hope you're prepared.
She was in Dark Phoenix? I don't think she was in Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, but
God damn, look at that fucker.
But, the movie is opening up against Toy Story 4, so that's probably not a break decision, I don't think. And then you see those posters they're releasing of, like all the posters of Chucky, like, apparently killing all the toys from Toy Story. Like, have it a little bit off-screen just so they don't get sued, but, the idea is there.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant marketing. That's what they should do.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, but at the same time, it's just the equivalent of a Super Bowl where one team is talking so much shit, and then they get their asses whooped in the Super Bowl.
I had that hockey game, that kid, the power play hockey game, I had that.
Oh, God, I'm dying.
I mean, maybe at the best, it will, make its money back.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Jake, but did you already hear that line, Scott?
Yeah.
Wow, how'd you get ahead of me?
And it begins.
Well, imagine if Charles Lee Ray stumbled into, a different store. Like, what if he stumbled to a sex shop?
Of course you go to a sex shop. You're immediately thinking of a big fucking wubbery dildo, aren't you?
Or this isn't Saint Row, okay?
Or a blow-up doll. That's the porn version.
Is that like a real thing, or?
I don't know. I.
Because you sounded real sure about yourself there, so I was just like, I was getting concerned.
This is the worst cop in the history of the world. These stores are all, you know, kind of laid out pretty. Dell's eyes, like a shark's eyes, dead eyes.
Or what if it wasn't, like, all these good guy dolls being sold? Like, what if this happened right around the time Tickle Me Elmo came out?
Fucking dead.
Oh, Jake, there's your saying.
Be the power, I beg of you!
Sakuze. Monkey is there.
Yeah. Voodoo so much better than AI. But you know what? Let's try to keep this remake light.
Yeah, we're talking about a good movie. We're not talking about a movie that has no right being made.
If you really wanted to make a quality situation, just do a what do you call it, like a deep fake video where you take your new actress, put it over Bradley Dourif's action, let his voice speak.
I mean,
explosion.
How, we only talked about Dawn of the Dead remake once during that cryosphere, and, well, you know, Dawn of the Dead remake's actually a good remake.
But says you.
That little thing with the white wheels and like, the four-wheel walker, one of my cousins had that one. I actually have that sweater the guy's wearing. This is weird.
Oh, my God. So many memories.
Oh, there's going to be so
is
many.
Is that the ski ball? That's the ski ball. We had that, too. Holy shit. 1988 is blowing my mind. I need to see a Hulk Hogan. There it is. There it is. It's the fucking Ecto-1 in the left-hand side. Oh, my God. This is the best toy store ever. And they blew it up.
Yeah, I was about to say this is, like, right around Christmas time, so there's going to be a lot of sad children. It ain't no Amazon yet, so they have to do all their shopping at the stores.
I'm sure there was a, you know, to me, this was like a KB, right? This was the KB toy store. They didn't go to Toys R Us, which was like, the, you know, the huge situation of toys. Is that the mask thing? Yep, that's for Peoples. That's the fire truck for Peoples.
Man, your guys are everywhere for kids.
Look at that 1980s animation. My buddy didn't have the cartoon, though. That would have been next level. It was He-Man. Fucking reruns.
He is making food.
Yeah, dude, he's got to do his own shit. He's a big boy. He's 6.
And he's making a mess.
No, it's just, I did the same thing, but that's got the sugar thing, then the sugar things, and then the marshmallows.
Did anybody ever do that?
With more sugar.
Yeah, a little
do
bit.
Do what?
Just pour sugar on cereal.
Yeah.
Oh, with Rice Krispies, no fucking doubt, dude.
The fact I'm not diabetic is a fucking miracle. That thing's just as creepy as Chucky right there.
Oh. Wow! My child mysticism. And he burnt the toast.
Stupid.
The fact he's not burning down the whole apartment is also a miracle right there.
Yo, don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, Christ.
He did it.
Oh, here you go, Mommy. I made you breakfast.
Happy birthday, Andy. You're going to have to clean up after yourself now.
I hope you're ready for that, Sean.
What are you talking about, dude? I found every single one of... Oh, God, I did all that shit. That was me. Put it on the TV table, you idiot. Put it right there. Oh, jeez. That's okay. That'll work. Okay, so this is an alcoholic mother. What the fuck is she not doing that with her 6-year-old child? Oh, that's right. It's that actress. Wait, I didn't know Richard Donner directed this movie. He didn't. I know. The joke is that that's the chick who's always in Richard Donner movies.
No, it's not.
It's not her?
No. The chick from 7-7.
That's not the psychologist in Lethal Weapon?
Nope.
Is it me or do all white women who are blonde look alike?
Yeah, probably. I guess it.
Oops.
No, you're totally wrong. It's Sarah Michelle Gellar. That's who it is.
She looks like Michelle Williams, actually.
Like it?
Nah, that's... dude. Once you're like 4 or 5, mom, stop doing the Zerberts on the belly. Single moms and belly Zerberts don't work, man.
That's the weirdest thing about the remake. I know I said keep a remake light, but the fact that Aubrey Plaza is probably old enough to play a mom now, especially to like a preteen, is like, oh. I mean, I know it could be possible, like, they'll explain she had Andy at a young age, but still.
Wait, you said remake light?
I preempted that.
That's like, that was like a Molson Triple X light.
Yeah, whatever. I just...
This kid is so pissed off.
Well, this shit's gonna happen in the Piper household. I'm gonna have my kids' fucking hockey skates all, you know, pulled out the box and put some clothes in the ice skates box that he wants some Bauer whatevers. And he will fucking flip his shit, or she will flip. I can't. Oh well. Hey, I'm having a boy, America.
Hey, I said, may you have a masculine child.
Hey, didn't you,
and I'm gonna. I'm sorry, go ahead, Jake.
I was about to say, didn't you reveal that last episode? I could have sworn you did.
I may have, but I'm a giddy man.
Yeah,
I'm a giddy man. Leave me alone.
I think his podcast name will be Roderick. So that way I can call him Roddy Piper. Fuck you guys, okay? Yeah.
Next time, they live.
Yes, sir. Or no, I want to do what is it? Frogs come. Something comes to Frogtown.
Hell comes to Frogtown.
Hell yeah!
The hell is that?
It's the other brilliant cult movie he was in that I've still never seen.
I've never seen that movie either. I want to.
I've never even heard of it.
Maybe we should add that to the show list. I mean, we've never really done a movie that none of us have ever seen.
Damn.
Well, still though.
Goddamn, everybody looks familiar.
Yeah, he's even familiar to her.
God damn, that guy is terrifying looking to a 5 or 6-year-old.
Yeah, he does have the 80s rich douchebag look.
Rich douchebag. Oh, I would say Chester the Molester as well.
Rich Both look.
Come on, he looks like Chester. No, it's my son's birthday. Goodbye.
Oh, you have a son's birthday? Oh, that's too bad.
This is pre-FMLA. Seriously, who is she? What has she been in? Don't you tell me, Jake.
Well, I don't even know, so...
She's... Ooh, who is she? Come on, IMDb, hurry up now.
Damn it, who is it? IMDb.
Sonny, I've got three... I'm so ridiculous. I've got 3 screens, and on the third... No, there's no... Never mind. I'm just lamenting myself in the world.
Maggie is the character's name, so if you want to find...
Maggie? No, it's Karen.
Wait, are you wanting to know the mom's name or the friend's name?
Well, I'm starting with Catherine Hicks, the mom. Okay. Oh, that's why. She was fucking James Kirk's main squeeze in the original Star Trek series. Empty Nest. That's where I know Maggie from. Boy, that dates me. Neither one of you know what Empty Nest is.
Nope.
No, but it's funny when you just, you know, say how old you are. God, I'm old.
I've been saying that since I was 9 years old, though. It's just no longer ironic.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because it's fun.
This doll is watching the news.
Oh, shit. He just did a full-on Peter Griffin.
It's like, you know, when you watch this movie, you kind of realize they were trying to, like, set it up to, like, make it look like it's all Andy's imagination, but that part doesn't help.
Off we go.
Actually, heard recently that picture we see that we presume is Andy's deceased father is actually the director himself, Tom Holland.
Dude, what a missed opportunity. She should have banged his head against everything along the way. That would have been perfectly camp.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I've really sat down and tried to figure out who Andy's father really is.
Like, it's just Charles Lee Ray. Charles Lee Ray.
I think they kind of like hint that he's deceased, you know, like later. You know, we heard that Charles Lee Ray told him he knew Andy's father in heaven, or something like that.
I think he said Aunt Maggie something was the one in heaven. I don't know.
Well, we'll get to that scene coming up shortly, and we'll hear.
Hey, Maggie, have a seat, toots.
Eddie Caputo. So I got an idea of what I'm going to pick for my next movie.
No, we're talking about Child's Play. Eddie Caputo has gotten away.
I know, I'm just excited
now
about it.
Now she's fucking tempting the devil.
I'm excited because it's going to piss you off.
Oh, boy. Piss who off?
Oh, Sean.
Oh, okay.
What doesn't piss him off is what I want to know.
So
time to go to bed.
It's fun to be angry? I don't know.
It's fun to make you angry, that's for sure.
Actually, yes. Yep!
I didn't put him in front of the TV. Why are you blaming me? God damn. You know, that's the thing. Being a parent, you need to be able to tell when.
That depicts the father right there behind Maggie, by the way.
Yeah.
There was the dad. There's your question answered.
Yeah, and I was talking about earlier because I said that's actually picture of the director.
You bright son of a bitch.
He's on his game tonight.
Oh, Tom Holland, what a career. Directing a Child's Play movie and then 30 years later being Spider-Man.
Discovering the Fountain of Youth and all.
He's the Benjamin Button of the Hollywood world.
So did you hear fucking Keanu Reeves is in talk of joining the MCU?
I think I've heard that.
It's got so much to do with a doll coming to life and killing people.
Well, Aunt Maggie's watching TV. The kid's in bed. What more do we have to talk about? There's nothing happening.
It's not helpful.
Oh, there's a door opening.
Hey, watch out. There's a door opening. Great commentary on this team.
Oh, it looks like a little person walking around.
There's a rug.
I got the rug. And he's running.
The best commentary team in the world, man.
POV shots are fun.
They're the couch. They scare you. I love feet.
I think I have that sectional. Yeah, so what, I mean, if you could choose a toy or an object to, you know, put your soul and your essence into as your body's dying, what would it be, Brother Scott?
Can it be anything, or does it have to be like a toy?
I don't know, man. Why the fuck did he choose the toy? It was there.
Oh, yeah. And nobody was logic of it.
Like, yeah, he could have used anything. He could have become the cash register, I guess. I don't know.
That makes it a completely different movie.
It's a sentient cash register. Or he could have become a tire. Isn't that a movie? There's a murderous tire going around killing people?
Yeah.
All right, so toy. Jake, an appropriate child, so you fucking weirdo.
Oh, God damn it.
I'd probably go with, like, a Marvel character. Or, like, Iron
Action
Man.
Figure?
Yeah.
Like a little fucking toy?
Yeah, a little action figure. Who wouldn't want to be Iron Man?
All right. Jake?
Megazord.
Right, at least Jake's got the idea.
He's got a Dom Pat.
Yeah,
I have
the power sword as my weapon to stab people with. Stab, stab, stab.
Well, my thing is I'm small enough that it doesn't draw attention. And I can, I don't know. It depends if I have the human strength still.
And of course, if the rules apply, like in this movie, you'll become more human over time.
So it should really be something anamorphic. I don't know.
God damn it.
I mean, a Peter Venkman doll would be great. But that's too small. Yeah. Although Tiny Living. They just run out the cupboard, you know. Or like the kitchen cupboards and the friends, you know.
Yeah, I think maybe I would go with like a... one of those big men outside, like, the burger joints that they used to have.
Like a big,
like a big Willie or something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, find a good statue to put yourself into.
Can you imagine a big fucker just walking around?
Hello. Well, this has now become a Simpsons Halloween episode.
Oh, man, what if Chucky died right next to the Statue of Liberty? Oh, shit. Ghostbusters 2 all over again.
Except it being a whole new experience.
All right, so if I had to choose a statue. Huh. I mean, it's the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square in China, and they got this thing called the Gates of Hell or something, or the Something of Shame, where it's a tower of writhing souls. Or there's also like a sculpture. The in the Vatican City, there's the Temple of the Serpent or the Dragon or something like that, and it looks like hell in the giant backdrop. You know where the Pope sits.
Yeah, if we're talking like statues and shit, I'd be like a statue of a dragon. Just like a fly around.
Alright, so then we're going to say that you're imbued with the power of the thing?
Yeah.
Alright, then
there goes Maggie out the window.
I would be damn, you are... 3, 4, 5. You're 7 seconds ahead of me.
And I guess how we 3, 2, 1, go, and you pause for seconds.
And I
seconds.
Guess I'm in the middle. Stuck in the middle with you.
But yeah, if you know you
do you know what he did? Your cunting son. Sorry.
If you're you put yourself in a dragon statue, you should be able to fly. That should be how the physics works.
I'm trying to get down to the bottom, the essential singularity of the question before I really answer it. So it's not a toy now. It's a statue.
If it was a statue.
So let's go back to, it could be a statue, it could be anything, but it imbues the powers that you choose. So why not be, a Wolverine figurine or something like that, where you're a little tiny, but you can, basically live forever.
Yeah. Especially the Megazord toy, then.
Jake just wants to be involved in Power Rangers.
Yeah. Well, if you're a Megazord, though, then you're just basically a big metal man. You got a metal dork? Why is that cop reading the paper?
Yeah, that's weird. Murder scene. I'm just going to sit back and relax.
Was that like a commentary on affirmative action? That was not cool.
Have you seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No, I can't sit through that shit. That
shit was so dumb. Yeah, they're big murder scene, but I got to see how the bears did, guys.
That kid's loaded with toys.
The kid's loaded with pentothal.
You know, I think I would like to come back as a dinosaur toy.
Yeah, that too.
That kind of so toys. Restrictive, though, man.
Just come back as like a T-Rex or something like that.
Yeah, but you'd have very short arms.
Ooh. Well, no, hang on. I think you hit it on the head, man. Like a nice vintage T-1000. That way I could morph in anything I want. And I could go to the toy store or because the T-1000s are so... I'm talking about the T-2, right? The bad guy in T-2, the metal... Yeah. I mean, if you've ever seen the Puppet Master, you get that life-size wax version of yourself. You just cut your throat into its mouth and there you go!
That easy.
They look like little tiny footprints.
Chucky wanted to know. This goddamn pimple on my finger. Something bit me.
Look at that. Let me see that doll, Andy. Got any flour on those fuckers, buddy? Mother, what are you doing? Yo, mother, what are you doing? Wow, that mom dropped the ball. All right, so if you're ever in a position where a police officer asks you to, can I look at the bottom of your shoes or can you, your answer is with respect, sir, with what, cause? I'm gonna have you sit down on the curb. Yeah, just say no. Let him put you under arrest. That's fine. And if it's your kid, you say no. Fuck you. You don't have the right to do that. Fuck off, sir.
You don't say fuck off because then you get hit.
No, that's a good point. You don't say that. Although I bet you I could say fuck off. I'm a white male between the ages of this and that. I could say fuck off.
I'll be okay.
This is America. Some horse shit. Chucky's got all sorts of flour on the bottom of his shits. Chucky's baking a cake with Maggie's skull. Blood! A horse's head.
Oh my god, a kid's telling you something and you're not gonna listen? Wow. What do you know?
Your doll?
That kid's crazy.
call me.
I'm single. Look at that jacket that son of a bitch is wearing.
And the Fu Manchu.
I can't do the Fu Manchu because it won't connect down there.
But the Fu Manchu isn't supposed to connect down there.
No, when I mean connect down there, I mean from the top of the lip towards the bottom of the jaw.
Oh, okay.
The Fu Man Jake Roberts. You should know about that, Snake Man.
Yep. My dad had a Fu Manchu back in high school.
That's such a stupid hairdo.
Hey, it was the 70s.
It's so bad. Guess there was no hiding from her.
I'm gonna fast forward 10 seconds. I don't care. Not now. I should be 3 seconds ahead of you, fucker. Sitting in that wicker chair like a badass, huh? Why is she walking in there like, I know it's you, motherfucker? She has no reason.
Look at all the dinosaurs in this room. Imagine Jurassic Park was in this universe.
Oh, boy.
There it is. He's been sent down by having my daddy.
Yep, there we go.
It all connects when you rewatch the movie.
Maggie was a real bitch and got what she deserved. I didn't say it. Chucky did.
Okay, she's just gonna have split personality.
Who?
Chucky's a doll. Spoiler alert, he's got no batteries.
Hey, wait a minute.
Original title for this movie was called Batteries Not Included, but there was another movie with that title, so that was a no-go.
Yeah, no, you can't make him an alien.
I don't think it would fit.
Of course.
What?
Of course, I hear one of the original plot lines for this movie was that it was called Blood Buddy, and Chucky came alive after Andy got his blood in him somehow, or blood on him.
Nice. Blood brethren.
But yeah, like I said, voodoo thing, I think that works a hell of a lot better.
Voodoo, hoodoo, you do.
Well, what about transporting your soul into that little fireman guy?
The power of the babe.
What babe?
Dance, magic, dance. Jump, magic, jump.
She didn't believe me. I don't think it should be normal for the thing to keep turning its head
and... and having that look in its eyes of like, I'll show you, bitch.
She's outside the room. Gotta act innocent. Oh, the days when you could bring shit to school.
Kids can bring one stuffed animal to school still. You know, up until a certain age. And this kid's, what, 6? So I think that's first grade.
Hey, I mean, who knows? It might have been show and tell day.
No, but he's right.
Anybody else carrying your thing?
Well, you just saw a fucking fifth grader walk in with that shit? What are you doing, big guy? That dude would get fucking clowned mercilessly. The fuck you doing with a child's toy? You're fucking fifth grade, dude. Wow, Chuck, you told me to skip school and... Nobody stopped me. None of the adults that you can see in the fucking reflection. None of the adults I'm about to walk by that don't exist, again, that were in the reflection.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever noticed that. Talk about a goof.
And creepiest part of the movie, before the doll comes alive, 6-year-old all alone on a train in Chicago.
Yep.
Whispering to him, that's fucking creepy.
Well, I mean, it was morning time. All the gangsters and thugs are probably inside for the day.
Dude, you have no idea.
I have no clue. I've never been to Chicago. I will never go to Chicago.
Oh, you naive.
It ain't got to be Chicago, man. People, you know, got to make money at all times of the fucking day and night.
You naive child, Scott.
I feel naive.
Naive child play.
I feel like there's no way that Andy would have had fucking fare for the L. Hmm. Bitch, where my money?
Yeah, you gotta pay to use the train because it looks like you just walk up and get on.
No, this is 1980s movie style, so they don't be real with the shit like that.
Just walking through the homeless people, no big deal.
Yeah, it's my experience that several of those individuals would have immediately clocked that kid and asked if he was all right and try and help him out. What the fuck are you doing here, dude? What's up, man? This ain't for you.
I realize something. This movie doesn't have a roll credits moment.
Ding! Is that Eddie's?
No, that's the scariest moment. This 6-year-old's got to go tinkle. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Chucky's left the kid alone. Hey, fucker! Remember all that shit you taught me?
Yes, ma'am. He comes next, I believe.
Oh, hey, Bill Willard and other rat friends.
Leroy and Donovan.
You cute little rats. Yeah, my friend's got a rat, and yeah, I never thought I would think a rat would be cute, but when I see my friend's rat, I'm like, oh, you're so cute.
Well, yeah, the clean and well-behaved ones.
Yeah, when they're a little nasty looking.
Blow out that pilot light, turn that shit up. Blow that motherfucker up.
Up, oh, Chucky's gone. What do I do now?
God damn, my sister tried to make me watch this kind of shit. I used to get lost all the time when I was a kid. I just, shiny, wander off and then realize I was lost and fucking be just terrified. And this scene fucking gives me a panic attack right now.
I just saw something, like we were talking earlier about how this movie's trying to make it look like Chucky's a figment of his imagination and he's really doing all the killing. So, really, a first half is almost like a dark version of Calvin and Hobbes.
Another movie and/or TV show I've never heard of.
That. Either a movie or a TV show, Scott.
It's both.
It's a comic strip.
Oh, yeah.
That would make sense.
This guy was in Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, it's a kid. He won't walk around this house with a freaking gun.
Nope, nobody's done a Calvin...
Squatter's rights, bro!
Nobody's done a Calvin and Hobbes and Child's Play crossover yet. I tell ya, there's a good meme to come out of that. Kaboom!
I think I saw that house on some renovation show. It turned out better.
Yeah, it's not looking too good right now. Let's go to my office. I have something to show you.
And I probably told this story when we originally did the movie on the show, but I remember when I was younger watching this for the first time, and it was like, up to this point, I guess, whoever was watching me at the time probably turned it off, because the whole time I was thinking, you know, this is actually a family-friendly movie about a kid and his doll. I don't know how I didn't remember all the murder scenes.
all of the death and the blood.
Yeah. And it was until, like, years later when Part 2 came out and I saw the poster with Chucky holding the scissors up to the jack-in-the-box. I'm like, that's not a kid's movie.
I mean, there's no better way to scarify somebody than to make it, like, hit home. Your dreams or your toys. Fucking brilliant.
Please say something.
This poor fucking child.
Yeah. Oh, kid, you're gonna pay for that shit later.
He'd kill me.
This guy has got to be related to a Busey. Look at his face. Weirdo.
How am I doing today, Gary Busey? You're doing great! Good! I'll keep it up!
Oh my god! That's not the weird dude. That's somebody else.
If you haven't done a Gary
Busey. Wasn't the Incredible Hulk.
You haven't done a Gary Busey impression in a while.
Well, you're doing great. Chucky, you want to play? No, of course
you're supposed to play something. Say something.
Totally full-size editor.
I guess you did.
Oh, I guess my son is a murderer. Oh, what a relief. Let me take off my clothes.
Yeah, imagine if you were, like, transported your soul into a doll and tried to, like, keep the impression that you are just a doll. You know, just not move your head at all, not try to roll your eyes at something involuntarily, you know?
So what you're saying is trying to have some discipline in your behavior?
Yeah, something like
you
that.
You don't have to pretend to be a doll to do that. You could just be a better behaved human being.
Well, but yeah. Wait. As the doll, do you get itches?
Oh. Yeah. Like, oh.
Well, what if there's a serious itch on your nose? Human,
yeah. Oh, God, my nuts itch, but I gotta keep up the oppression.
God, this is killing me.
You it's don't a... have nuts yet. he's fucking
dead. I'm not anatomically correct yet.
That's true.
Like that scene in Part 2 where his hand gets ripped off slowly. He doesn't have balls yet. They're growing.
So I really wonder what would happen if he became fully, like, human. Would he be just like a little person in this form?
He'd be like Pinocchio.
I guess so. I mean, in the later movies, he pretty much does become, you know, fully human.
All right, now this scene right here is why I fucking roll the couch. I flip the couch. If, like, my dog wants to hide under there, if, like, if there's... Nah, man, you don't go peeking. You flip the fucker.
You flip that bitch.
Here's a stab in the eye.
He's just sitting there menacingly.
Stupid as fuck. What are you poking it for? Just grab the fucker. Because in the 80s, we did have a couch where my dogs could hide under there and shit. So this, again, terrifying business, this whole situation. But where's the light from the back of the couch coming from? It should have a flap, just like the front of the couch.
Fuck to me!
Look at me!
I'm gonna make you talk. I'm gonna throw you in the fucking fire.
Go back, bitch! Hey, look! Take that up, fuck with me!
This is so fucking absurd!
All he can do is bite.
With his little plastic teeth.
Well, he does break skin, so... Yeah, he must be becoming slightly human if he can break skin with those teeth.
Gonna have to, like, get a shot or something.
Yeah, so, what bit you, ma'am? A doll? Yeah, you crazy.
Bitch, you crazy. Hey, is this the same building that was used in...
They call it electroshock.
This is the same building they used in Wolf.
Oh, I haven't seen Wolf in a while, so...
It's so bad. You know that movie's terrible, but it's the elevator hallway thing.
All I can remember is him pissing on James Spader's shoes. That's really all I can remember from that movie.
Yeah, I mean, that's about it.
He's gone.
Wow, and that was a slow-moving elevator, too. She couldn't catch up to him.
And again, he's got... feet that are, or legs rather, that are less than a foot. Come on.
Come on, son.
No, he's not moving that quick.
What? Oh my God! What are you talking about?
I threatened to throw the doll in the fireplace. Why does that sound strange to you?
The fucker bit me.
Look at my arm, man.
Look at my hand. Look at it.
He bit me 6 times.
Oh, for God's sake.
What was his name in Princess Bride, Sean?
This guy is familiar as fuck. I don't know if he was in Princess Bride, though.
Yeah, he was. And he was also in
Is he Mike? Yeah, he's Mike Norris. He was in Princess Bride. Oh, he was Humperdinck!
That's it. Humperdinck.
Good call. Buttercup!
He was also the...
He was in your Fright Night guy, wasn't he?
Yep, the main vampire. Jerry Dandridge. Welcome to Fright Night. For real.
I've seen Fright Night. I haven't seen the one before that you guys are talking about.
What's up with just looking at the guys at the fire? Like, can you help me find a doll?
She's looking for the peddler.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Jerry Garcia hasn't seen him.
Really homely guy with ugly looking teeth. Ma'am, that doesn't really narrow it down.
What do you mean?
Yeah, You know, I wonder if, I mean, just hear me out now for next time. There's a governmental conspiracy. I mean, maybe they don't actually recycle cans. They just give that 5 cents thing so that people will maintain their homelessness and have hope. And that the government's just trying to keep people from trying. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and history ain't what you thought it was. There he is! That's the guy!
What's she doing
here? You mind? I'm trying to get laid, bitch. Yesterday. Nice. I love it when they do that shit. Like, oh, it's only been 24 hours. Maybe 30.
Yeah.
I'll give you.
It's like it only takes place in like 4 days when you think about it.
You got a vagina.
Christ is a cop.
Jesus fucking tap dancing Christ.
Look like they were all going to take turns. Creeps.
Yeah, well, they sure weren't doing anything to stop it.
I mean, I don't know nothing about nothing, but I cannot believe that motherfuckers would let that happen. But again, six dudes in India just got, you know, convicted and sentenced to death for raping a 6-year-old child, so. Human beings are fucking awful. God damn it, tell me. The Lakeshore Strangler, Brother Scott. Oh, that's right, Chicago. It's a different Great Lake. What was that?
It was me all along.
I shot him six times.
Shot him six times.
Look, I didn't tell you because I was trying to get in that slinge. Trying to get in that gash. Let's go get some sleep together. Well, Eddie Caputo's dead. Look at that, Crown Vic. Maybe.
Crown Vic?
Might be a Caprice. I'm sorry, but there were no better cars in the history of the world than the 1980s. You could get into an accident in those cars and not even realize it. Except you would have severe concussion and internal bleeding because it was a tank. And you would bounce all around that fucker.
What about the Blues Brothers? I think they felt that.
I'm saying, right? Like, so cars that are made now are meant to crumple around you so it takes all of the shockwave. Cars in the 80s would just, like, dunk. All right, get a couple new parts fixed. The car's ready to go. While you're still doing
now
the
shockwave. Now you get a crash, you're fucking totaled.
No, what I'm saying, like, the cars in the 80s, like, look at them. They're sitting in a giant bench. The seatbelt works and everything, but you can get jerked around if you get into an accident in that car. Now the whole thing crumples around you and all the shock is absorbed through the car rather than your internal organs.
Insane and rational.
Go to the shoe repair shop across the street.
Sure.
See, this is why civil servants and people who work for society should make more money, man. Teachers, cops, so forth. Dude's going back to the precinct just because. Let me follow up.
He's a cop. He can do whatever he wants.
No, I know, but like, I can go back to my school at any time I want and pull out some records and plan some lessons and shit, which I do at home. people who work in the public sector don't get paid dingleberry for their works. So they take up smoking and bad music.
Oh, I'm being strangled. I better hit the gas.
I mean, no. He's not controlling my legs whatsoever. This is stupid.
And
I can hold my breath for a really long time. I'm going to stop the car.
And I hope all these people have insurance on their cars, too.
And there is Chucky's first scar. He missed scar death. He narrowly missed death right there. Pull the car over. What are you doing? Stop the car, you jackass.
Yeah, I realize Chucky doesn't realize, you know, he's becoming human until he gets shot, but that lighter didn't tip him off anyhow. Oh. Almost castrated him.
I'm telling you, when you get those tanks moving, they fly, boy. That's a yacht. Oh. Nice stunt work, but that guy was obviously not the same guy. Damn, maybe this movie's why I'm such a goddamn good driver. Because this shit would never have happened to me. Even right there, I would have taken that bitch back under control and straight like twins two-wheeled it.
I highly doubt you'd be able to control a car on two wheels.
That big fucking kind of tank? Hell yeah, dude, it's all a matter about physics and gravity, motherfucker. Don't talk to me about shit you don't know.
Hi, Mikey!
How did you just miss?
He's a stormtrooper.
You can't hurt me.
You can shoot through the engine block all you want, but you're not going to hit you.
Yeah, I gotta say, in this first one, it doesn't really have like the definitive Chucky voice yet. I mean, you can still tell it's like a lot more Brad Dourif than it is Chucky.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Maybe it's just because of how young he was at the time. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the second one is where it really develops, and you know, it's really him.
I shot him one time. He's not a man.
And of course not, he's a doll.
He's not a man, he's a doll.
He has 10 fingers.
He's a man.
10 toes, he's got doll's eyes, like a shark's eyes, lifeless eyes. Alright, so to me, this is the most important scene in the franchise. This is the definition of the character and where he comes from. And then obviously he has this conversation with the guy later that clarifies everything, but this is great.
This is great.
It's like some William Blake on acid in a bad trip. Is that two dudes coming out of a vagina? Yes, I think it is. So he is sexually conflicted. Dormammu.
Dambala.
Oh, thank you, mighty Dambala, for life after death.
Dambala.
Yeah, no big deal. I'm just gonna sneak up behind you.
Really, just quiet. A stalker cop, right? He's a stalker cop.
Be completely silhouetted.
There had to be a rewrite where he was the bad guy and then decided not to. So this is what you guys would consider downtime when we're just not talking.
Yeah.
Well, you're too late.
Well, John.
A guy who's really like really into voodoo has a painting of the Last Supper in his room.
Well, yeah, what do you understand about voodoo?
Hello, John.
And guys, hey, the puppetry work in this one's actually pretty damn good.
Right?
I mean, it just really looks like he is actually alive and moving.
He got shot dead center of the chest. How is it in the shoulder right now?
It hurt like a son of a bitch.
Again, dude, a shaman is... This is just dumb and damn near racist and just ignorant. A shaman is going to know how to defend him or herself against the fucking myriad creatures that can be. Good line delivery. But again, not bright.
You have to be stopped. A voodoo doll.
Yeah, I'm just going to create a voodoo doll myself. Nothing bad will come out of that.
You know, again, dude, you know nothing about voodoo. Why would you not? You create a voodoo doll for yourself, therefore no one else can. Because you create the essential one. If you create one, no one else can make a replica.
I guess.
Man, Santeria.
Oh. And too bad this is like the only movie to like feature a voodoo doll. Hey man, there's like a good concept out there.
Dude,
like
I just watched Temple of Doom. Indiana Jones used some voodoo dolls. Totally out of place, though.
Well, I mean, only one in the series. That's what I meant.
Oh, right, okay.
I mean, there's a good, like, possible, like, slasher movie out there. Idea, at least, of a guy using voodoo dolls.
I think people in Hollywood are terrified of Santa Rita. I think they're scared that somebody's going to put a curse on them.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk about that knife he has. It looks like plastic.
And really creepy line he said, I got a date with a 6-year-old boy. Phrasing!
Yeah, you got a date with death. It is. It's the 80s. But you're I gotta say, that was meant to be a pause line, like a terrible, terrible child pause line.
Damn it, why do you have to say it like that?
Look, when I was fucking a kid, I made shit up all the time.
Oh, that's a classic moment.
Save the boy.
Save the boy. Save the world. Save the sheer.
She's like, what the fuck? The heart, Norman! You go for the heart! Again, the cops shot him center chest. What do you call that in when you're shooting? Oh, I don't know. Center mass. Hit that motherfucking center mass. Look at that shit. That is some terrifying business.
I think what's even more terrifying is they have this kid's window open in Chicago in the middle of winter.
Oh, yeah, I never even thought about that.
No, the kid's got his own window open. The kid opened his own window.
Like, what the hell?
But he could fit through those bars.
Oh, yeah.
Precision of language. He is crawling up the stairwell in the building adjacent.
He's going to kill me.
Oh.
Yeah. He's such good, a good
fucking acting. Oh, fuck both of you. Fuck this movie. This is stupid. Why are we watching this?
Because
hey, let's put children in danger and be completely, as Scott says, making no sense. All of the windows in this hospital are open in the dead of winter in Chicago. Stupid.
Plot hole.
Plot hole. Also, you just turn the key like that, and nope, all those old industrial doors like that, you turn the key and you open that shit. But here's how Andy is the victor, because of course he's smarter than that goddamn adult.
And that's obviously a little kid and a little sink right there. Very little
child, yeah. Creepy as fuck. Yes.
He should have closed the door and locked it.
For some reason, I always thought he did close the door. Mandela effect!
Now look, you might not believe this, but when I was Andy's age, I was brought to several doctors. for several different reasons. So one of them was play therapy. I don't know if I've told this story before, but I broke out that bitch. I got out of there. I stole the keys off the doctor, and I closed the door, and I locked the motherfuckers in, and I sprinted down the hallway like, Mom, get me out of here! And my mom was like, you know, you got 15 minutes left. No! And finally, the motherfucker, like, because they had people, like, he had a button or whatever, someone let him out, and he came back. All right, come on now, Mr. Piper, let's go back in and finish our session.
I like how he's looking up for Chucky instead of down.
Well, he's not a stupid kid. He could be in the ceiling tiles.
Spider Chucky.
Yeah, man.
You know that, you know, speaking of Spider-Man, they have that freaking Peter Porker comic series on that at Marvel.
Nice.
I was thinking about reading it.
No, you don't. This does not happen. This is not. No.
I don't think that kid needs another shot.
No, he does need to calm down, but this is not how you do it. Thank you, Chucky. You know what? Thank you, Chucky. I appreciate you right now, Chucky.
I like how he just pushes Andy off of the freaking thing.
Oh, so here's the subtle reference. He was going to sedate fucking Andy and then give him electroshock, maybe. And it makes perfect sense that Andy lost his complete and utter mind. Because as a 6-year-old, watch this dude die in front of him after borderline being abused.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I think Fu Manchu was drunk.
He escaped where?
Chucky, the doll, you asshole. Where's the doll? I'm so surprised that guy didn't become a decent actor in some way, shape, or form. What kind of dumb motherfuck puts a key under the mat?
In Chicago.
Why would he move the rug? Oh, I see. That has got to be the lightest piece of furniture in the history of the world, but it's a doll, so you're all right.
What, you got War of the Worlds over there, Drake?
Yep, totally. Oh, here comes the best line of the movie.
That is true. Like, you leave it there and someone come back looking for it.
Ugly doll.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. It's funny
that's pretty fucking human, right? That's a full-on response. Like, fuck you.
It's funny. If he said it loud enough, I wonder if that lady heard it.
Deleted scene. Lady hears Chucky say, fuck you.
I really think they put something in the paint or the fucking box, some kind of chemicals in the 80s, because those toys got me fucking high. He-Man, Mask, the fucking Playhouse right behind him from Fraggle Rock. Are you kidding me?
Fraggle Rock.
Is that Fraggle Rock or is that the Muppets? Because that looks like
a motherfucker. Oh, I know who it is. Look in the upper left-hand corner next to Playhouse. It says Fraggle Rock.
Because that looked like Beaker.
Yeah, it's Beaker and what's his name? I know. I don't care. Who cares? It's Fraggle Rock.
Me. I mean, I guess Fraggle Rock
Bunsen and
Muppets.
Bunsen and Beaker. It's Bunsen and Beaker.
I guess they were owned by the same company, so.
God damn, that little child actor is terrifying.
It's just so simple. Why do we have to have, like, CGI now?
Yeah, all you need to do is put a costume on a kid, give him a mask to wear, and you're good.
Since history began, when there's a sudden shift or a sudden burst, you lose the technology along the way. You really do. Like, you know, when Rome fell, we stopped using, you know, moistened towels on a stick to wipe our asses and went back to our thumbs. Don't know why. When we went to the moon, we lost half the technology. We don't know how to get back there.
Surprise!
And, like, this thing with just, you know, a random doll on the pedal thing behind the camera. And no, you're right. It works. Suspension of disbelief, you know. Jaws. You don't need to see Barry.
Bruce.
Bruce, thank you. You don't need to see Bruce every second.
I can't believe this.
Fuck you, this movie. But she had to knock the kid out somehow. It's a good thing that door doesn't lock on the outside of your building.
Or the door. I know, right? I mean, it's only Chicago.
No, but that's what it used to be in Austin. You just walk in the building. You can lock your door to your apartment.
Dambala.
Ale debu dambala.
Where'd you get this tattooed on, like, my...
Manchada Santaria!
Just get the full chant.
No, yeah, Jake, I mean, you do need to get the full chant. How do you not have the actual chant? You just garbled that shit.
I don't know. I just know.
So disappointed.
Ale debu dambala. Oh, man, speaking of me being
There's a second verse about Santaria and this and that.
And, you know, speaking of shit I should have known by now, I'm going to actually attach it to the show, but there was a song they came out with, like, I mean, I don't know if it ever was released, but it was supposed to be in the end credits of the movie, but they're like, nah, that's too silly for this type of movie. I mean, look it up, the Chucky song by, I forgot who did it.
I know, I remember listening to it. It scared the hell out of me. They had it, like, in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air Freddy Krueger song. They would play them at the same time. Well, not at the same time, but on the same... Whatever. Stop letting the doll bite you.
I mean, it is kind of goofy sounding for this type of movie, but it's, like, so awesome at the same time.
That Chucky mask is terrifying.
Chucky song by Simon Stokes. Yeah, that's it.
I think the one that the kid is wearing is worse than the animatronics. Like that is fucking creepy.
Yeah. Almost basically a rap song, and the kids are saying, C-H-U-C-K, why don't you come out and play?
Yeah, that's a nice guest room.
It's a really nice guest room. It's like a hotel.
That looks like an actual room. Let's see if we got a freaking TV.
Look, Chucky. Let's just call it even. You can stay in this room, and we can all get along. It's a nice guest room. My ankle really hurts, bro. Or my calf. Wherever you cut me. Again, flip the bed. That is just dumb. That is ridiculously dumb. Oh, that's why my sister thought this shit was funny, because this is fucking genuinely funny. Again, the cop with the ankle, it's got one in the, and that's it. One in the chamber, that's all we got. Andy, do the drop toe hold. Give him the drop kick. All right, don't do anything. Just sit there. Don't do anything. Just sit there. You're good. No, you don't need to do any of that shit. Just chill. Let the motherfucker work himself out. He'll get tired. He'll get tuckered out and need a nap. He's just a little girl after all.
Reminds me of that Family Guy episode where they're running around the couch, the little people. They ran for like, you know, a couple seconds. It's like, oh, they got all tuckered out.
Aww.
Can almost see upper skirt.
Okay, Jake, no. Jake, no, please. We're friends.
Friends till the end, remember?
You know, you just gotta wonder, what are the neighbors thinking this whole time? Are there gunshots coming from that one room? Now it sounds like something's burning.
It is some upper-class Chicago bullshit. Yeah, they're definitely calling something. And again, this is a child that they lit on fire. This movie is fucking dumb.
Maybe it wasn't a child. Maybe it was just a little person.
With extremely big fucking, like, couch and really over... No.
He's not dead. Shoot him in the heart. Remember, it was a big plot point.
Well, yeah, and you don't have, what's his name, Jamie Kennedy, to reinforce that.
The bastard hit me in the head. When he first grabbed the bat, it looked like a damn wiffle ball bat.
Meh! Meh! I'm not dead, nah.
Pepke's gone.
Now, again, this is maybe another reason why I'm loud as fuck, because you don't just whisper, Mommy, Chucky's gone. You announce it to the fucking neighborhood. What's up? I'm badass Chucky. We're talking fucking Mad Max, boy. Chucky. Look at that. That shit is terrifying.
And that's a really missed opportunity, I think. Right there, those little prongs coming out of him like claws. I mean, that would have been like a good weapon right there.
All right.
Going to the bathroom.
All right, so apparently he does have some, you know, superhuman strength, right? That's got to be established and understood.
He's got, like, human strength. Not superhuman, but...
No, you're going to call that superhuman when he is the size of a fucking, you know...
Like...
I don't know, little tiny...
I don't think it's superhuman. Like I said, like, it would be...
Dude,
the
shut have the fuck he up. He's the size of a three-year-old. A three-year-old's not going to be able to put a fucking knife through a door. Sorry, I got mean.
Beat the shit out of
you. No, you won't. You be nice, because I'm mean. I'm the mean one.
Keep it up, fucker.
I'm sorry, Scott. I love you.
Give it up, boy.
Again, shot through the heart, and you're to blame. Just kill the doll.
There goes his head.
Neighbors
come. There goes one.
Can I just... I know I've said this many times, but here's yet another horror movie that's climax is stupid if you had a well-trained samurai warrior with a decent fucking curved blade. Just calm, walk up and slice the motherfucker from heart to stem in two. Game over.
Neighbors come banging at the door. Try to goddamn sleep over here. What the hell's going on?
Call the police.
Fucking north side.
You trick or treated to death tonight. I don't know what death is.
Always makes me think of all my heroes talking about, what were the neighbors of the Myers house thinking this whole time?
Wait, time out. Can I piggyback on that shit? She is shooting down on a doll in a top floor apartment talking about neighbors. Yeah. Holy death. She just killed some people.
She's actually locked up in the sequel.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah, and he's actually calling her in the nut house when we see him in Curse of Chucky.
Get the fuck out of here!
Don't believe me?
Don't you touch one part! Don't touch it, man!
Oh, look at me, I'm gonna touch it! Gonna touch it! Phrasing.
That thing is just singeing hot. Like, 2 seconds ago.
He's touching Chucky's head.
What is this guy's problem?
He's an idiot.
Kill him! Yeah, see, this would be a perfect opportunity for the plot like thrown out.
Stop throwing the body! Dude, if you can grab a dog that can rip your arm off at will by the back of the neck and hold it at arm's length and stay alive, this stupid fucking doll shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, now you remember that.
The Hart Osborne. Nice hero death. Give him the finger. Give him the finger. Give him the finger. Give him the finger.
It looks like he wanted to.
So bad. That's pretty creepy.
I have that.
He is dead.
For now.
Yeah, that just happened.
Yeah, these cops.
That's a good point.
These cops probably got locked up as well.
Well, no, this guy just went back in time and became, you know, the Prince Humperdinck of his land. Actually, I think that movie was before this one. Humperdinck, Humperdinck, Humperdinck. Yeah, it was a year before this one. Again? The Princess Bride, you silly bitch. Look, if we're going to get you a woman, we got to get you watching movies like The Princess Bride.
Sounds like a fucking woman's movie.
No, it's not. It is. It's a universal children's movie that, as an adult, becomes the ladies' movie.
It's got Andre the Giant in it, brah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that one. Is this the one with Carrie Elwes?
Yep.
This music in the end is awesome, too, by the way. I mean, this was that good horror music back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, it's never talked about along the lines of, you know, Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, but it's pretty solid. All right, Child's Play. if I remember right, I'm pretty goddamn sure I gave this a best. Because Chucky, that's why.
Yeah, I don't think you can dispute it. I mean, granted, we got some plot holes on this walkthrough, but, you know, still.
Oh, I can dispute it. I can dispute putting a child in danger just for the fucking factor and the simple fucking simpleton-esque aspect of filmmaking. I don't know. I don't think I could grade this movie. I don't think I ever could grade this movie. Inconceivable!
You keep using that word.
I don't think you know what it means.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
I don't know, man. It's not a bad movie, you know? It's 6.6. It's when you get a horror movie that's got a 6.6 on IMDb, it's pretty cool. Mark of the Beast and all that.
Yep.
I don't think I can rate it. I don't think I can rate it because it's such a powerful movie in my childhood. But as we sit here and watch it, I'm plugging it full of, you know, all the Swiss cheese. And frankly, it's fucking... Oh, it's a concept that works, though. Fuck, this is the best. I hate you both.
You're welcome.
We love you, too.
God damn.
Well, by the next Cryosphere, at least I'll be able to tell you if the remake is worth it or not.
Well, hang on. The movie isn't done yet. Have you guys seen the post-credit sequence? I love the every single time the long pause.
With the time stone and brings Chucky back to life.
No, it's Deadpool with his little thing. No, but it works. It's and it, you know what? That's another one of my little gimmicks I like to play because it depends on how I do it per movie. Like, oh well, obviously it's not going to work. Well, wait a minute. Oh, guys, after the music, there's a thing, and it's Chucky raising from the dead. No, there's not. Shut up, Sean. But it's United Artists, and they do that. Child's Play, 1988.
Yeah. There's no need to have a post-credit sequence. Yeah, we already saw Old Man Chucky at a bench. Like, want to tell us about Tiffany Chucky? No? Don't think I will.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. So until next time.
Yes, until next Cryosphere. Peace out.
Later, fuckers.
Deuces!